intelligence had gone out of control. The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, they were doing what they thought had political benefits, even if it was contrary to our national identity. This is not a radical departure from the operation of intelligence agencies. This is what they do in the dark. This is what happens when you're not looking. This is what happens when they get enough leash, when they get comfortable enough that they won't be held to account of the public or the law when they go too far. Preventing foreign troops from landing on U.S. shores, right? We have the largest military spending in the world. We outspend the next 10 nations combined. We could fight a war with the next 10 nations combined and beat them handily. Our national security is not in question, particularly for political reasons. But national security, from the perspective of an intelligence officer, whether that's their CIA, the NSA, or the FBI, means stability of the current political system. Whether we're talking about the abolition of slavery, the prohibition of alcohol, whether we're talking about the enfranchisement of women, allowing them to vote, all of these activities were considered to be threats to stability. As long as the government says someone broke the law, we infer, we believe instinctively, it means they did the wrong thing. But ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the only moral that are in power, the personalities that are in power, cannot be threatened. That's what they mean by national security.